The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Two-thirds of the way through the month of October, two more months after this, we're, 5 weeks away from Thanksgiving. What do you have to be thankful for? I guess we'll ask that question any number of times between now and then. The opening of the day for many people, opening of the week, opening of ideas, opening of the next page in your life, all those good things. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, as we remember what we did over the weekend. Jennifer did the American Cancer Society walk. How'd that work out?
Oh, Dougie, it was so much fun. I think you would have loved it. We did 5K, which was fun, a little over 3 miles, mm-hmm. and had a great good day team. We had a couple of listeners come out, which was fun. I had some family out walking, and it was just really cool. It was like, you know, everybody in it something, doing something together. It just was a really positive, fun experience. I loved it.
All right. That's good. A good positive way to start this hour of the Good Day program.
Plus, everybody was wearing pink, which, you know,
really?
Could be wrong.
Was there any discussion of Ebola?
No, nobody talked about
nobody
Ebola.
Nobody talked about Ebola.
Or at least I didn't hear them. I mean, maybe somebody did. Thankfully.
Yeah,
I don't think pink is the color for Ebola.
The CDC is updating protocols for treating Ebola patients. The revised guidance for healthcare workers will include using protective gear with no skin showing. I just don't get how it is that anybody who's working around this stuff doesn't know that your skin has to be completely covered. I thought all of those uniforms or all of the outfits that have been used all were complete body wraps. That hasn't been the case? Is that, and under the circumstances, does that mean the people here? Are we talking about the people who are there in the field? How in the world is it anybody? I've looked at these pictures and videos and stuff.
Yeah, everybody's wrapped up,
right.
It looks like.
So what is this meant to? What is this about? No skin showing. Duh. There's a duh there.
Would you want skin showing? I mean, knowing what happens to the person that has
that's what I'm saying.
I want to be covered up.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. So, Kenny, I'm sure all the social media over the weekend has been hot on this. Lots of Sunday morning news questions and answers. The spotlight on the president's management skills, part of this. His schedule has been cleared. He canceled travel and appearances, golf games, all that stuff to figure out how to deal with the epidemic. Why is this so difficult? All these people that are arguing about not the travel ban, how they'd be more hurtful than helpful, I don't understand any of those arguments.
No, I don't either. But does anybody else think something smells funny? If there are only two diagnosed cases of Ebola in the country, and he is appointing a czar. Now, I know we said we wanted one.
Well, this guy's a politician. He's been a Joe Biden hack pretty much for his...
Right. He's not even a doctor or anything.
No.
This is like appointing someone like, I don't know, Karl Rove or Dick Cheney to this position, that's not a doctor, but that's involved politically. No, but... doesn't this make you think that they know something more that we don't know yet?
For example.
No. You don't think so, Ken?
No.
If they're appointing a czar for two cases, they don't have a cancer czar or...
because there is so much
pneumonia
public
czar.
Outcry and panic and fear that they had to do something.
Mm-hmm. It's all
both
about...
Both parties yelling for it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, nobody wants Obama to appoint a czar for anything, but then you have John McCain and several other
Rick Perry
Republicans.
Asked for it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but for him to actually, you know, go and get a czar for two diagnosed cases,
Well, but that's not what Kenny's saying.
I know he's saying it's a political move. I understand.
Something else. Well, it is a political move.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the area in Dallas where this fellow was, dozens of people who had contact with him, including his fiance. I didn't realize that he had come over. His fiance lives here, is that right? Or does she
Are you talking about Thomas Duncan?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, he came over. This woman has five children that were, I think, by different people, and he was somehow, they were going to get married, so he came over and infected her, or not infected, but was with her and her five kids.
Mm-hmm. Three
And her five kids went to all different schools, too, which is gross.
Okay, so that's why all of the school focus, that's why all
right.
of this, yeah. And does this woman have a job, Louise Crow?
I don't know. I don't know about her job.
Right. And there was a homeless man who was transported in the same ambulance as Duncan before it had been disinfected. Keeping an eye on him. So this thing just gets wider and wider and wider. So, Kenny, what do we have for comments from Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show?
Lots of people who don't understand why we don't have a travel ban. Mm-hmm. Celeste says, ban travel now, stop the source of infection. Lori says, if you are not worried by now, you are definitely part of the problem. There's lots of comments like that
mm-hmm.
where people don't understand why other people aren't as panicked.
The argument against the travel ban, the suggestion is it helps America, but it hurts West Africa. I'm not really that concerned about.
I don't
Africa.
Know that it does though, because you'd still
How
be getting
hurt?
You'd still be getting a, giving aid. You'd still be getting people that are going over there on like a missionary status. It's just cutting commercial travel, really.
Mm-hmm. Right, and or anybody having. I'm looking. I have a map in front of me of these areas. The essence of maybe what we should do is put Kenny, if you can find a map. It basically helps people understand where these areas are. They're the Nigerian. Well, most
it's
people.
It's Western Africa.
It's in essence central to Western Africa. It's quite a ways away from Egypt. A good ways away from. Certainly down below into South Africa. A lot of people, we learned that a lot of folks didn't know where Iran was before the Iranian war. Most of, you know, you look around and ask people, do you know where this place is or that place is? And oftentimes they don't know where it is. Guinea is on the coast of Africa. That's where one of the main problems has been. If you go, you look at, I don't think there's been a big problem in Ghana. But then there are some of these places that are very Sierra Leone, looking down at that, and Liberia. These are all southern countries on the Atlantic side, and they would fit there. The pieces that fit into Brazil, if you look at the map of the world from 5-8 million years ago, and these are small countries. The rest of the bigger countries. You wonder what would happen if, for example, Morocco or Algeria, Mauritania had a problem. The Republic of the Congo, Tanzania, Zambia, looking at all, Angola, Ethiopia. This is an area of the world where there is a lot of exposure and the great vast open spaces where there's just nobody for hundreds and hundreds of miles. I find that maybe understanding where this is part of understanding what the problem is. All right, maybe I'll put it that way. All right, so Kenny, what else?
Let's see. Marcia says, overreaction as usual, but glad the news media is finally telling us something. I, for one, won't be traveling anywhere just to be on the safe side.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, for those of us who have plans to go places and do things, even traveling across the country, one wonders, does this plane had somebody on it? You know, the airlines are so big now, every one of them is going to have a connection. I fly American most of the time, and they certainly, they don't fly into the Middle East per se, but they fly into pretty much every city that has any significance in Europe. And these people that are coming from Africa are going through Europe before they go anywhere else. So, yeah, the tentacles are wide.
Don't you think this is a message for the airlines to actually thoroughly wipe down those planes? Because how gross is it when you've been on a flight, you've pulled down your tray table, and there's like 12 people before you, stickiness on it? I mean,
Yeah. Maybe
that's another thing that the travel industry could take from it. It's to avoid fear-mongering. Obviously, you still want people to travel. That'll be very bad for the economy if people don't. But like, wipe everything down. Like, just be basic about some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Just make it seem clean, at least.
The cruise ship Carnival Magic.
Oof.
Dallas healthcare worker being monitored for signs of Ebola.
On a cruise ship. Where
on
you
a cruise
just,
ship.
Ugh.
Right. Ugh. It went to a port yesterday. Woman not identified being monitored. Got off of the cruise ship with her husband. But again, what are you thinking? You know, well, we were exposed to it. Does that mean we have it? What are her signs? Was there anything in the last 24 hours that we learned about her that maybe would have worried? And this is how this goes. Somebody had contact, then they were in contact with somebody else who had contact, and then you get into a plane, you get on a cruise ship, and then that's what where people's imaginations goes nuts. All right, what else, Kenny?
Jeff says, this isn't a hype and it's not a fad. It's the real deal. Is it over-sensationalized? Maybe. But we should use this as a wake-up call to learn how to handle outbreaks.
Mm-hmm. Again, management style, management skill. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. We'll try not to make this all about Ebola all the time, but there are some interesting anecdotal. I suppose maybe we ought to leave some good news here in terms of what is there about this that's good. Can you find something? Is there one thing about all of this that would lead us to believe that there's that good comes out of all this? I guess I'm speculating as I sift through a lot of stuff that I went through over the weekend. The largest producer of cocoa, this area of the world, so-called Ivory Coast, this is these areas are neighbors to the Ebola-infected countries. Four out of five of the top cocoa producers do not have Ebola in their countries, but the fifth one, Nigeria, produces about 8% of the cocoa in the world and has had 20 cases and 8 deaths. The World Cocoa Foundation, obviously, brands like Ghirardelli, Nestle's, the cocoa industry response for Ebola, the group has raised about $700,000. This group, the Cocoa Foundation, they are anticipating additional money and are working on getting money in there to help whoever is there to sort of quell this. The reason that I said there's good news, that's part of it. The increase in cocoa prices, the average price for cocoa, so look for this when you're buying M&Ms or you're buying chocolate or whatever product. The cocoa price has gone from an average of about $2,800 a ton to $3,200 a ton since the end of September. The price is going up, up, up. And so there, as they clock, you know, it clocks up. You wonder what else is going to be fluctuating because of this. So the price of chocolate is going to go way up. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife donated $25 million to combat Ebola. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Yeah.
What's it like to have $25 million to donate?
I know.
Yeesh.
I suppose that's one way of thinking about it, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so we've started with...
I'm excited when I donate like $25,
right.
You know.
I'm excited you did such a good job this weekend on the march. 20 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by...
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
It's very groovy. I feel like I'm on the Love Boat or something.
It's Herb Alpert and his Teeny Weeny Brass, number one tune.
Beg your pardon.
That's what they call them. So, no, they call them the Tijuana Brass. I used to be clever as a disc jockey and refer to him as the leader of the Teeny Weeny Brass. It was silly, of course. It was number one on the charts this week, 1979. And the reason that it's of note is because it was so foreign, it was so different from the sound at the time. It was pretty much all disco all the time. Any pop radio station was playing three quarters of the music that was on the air was all stuff that either was or closely related to the disco sound, and this was not the disco, even close to the disco sound at all. So that's why it is of note.
You know what this reminds me of? And radio brats everywhere will go, oh yeah, when your station goes off the air, you need some film music.
Right, there, here it is.
This
right.
Would yeah. Be it.
Signing off at midnight. See you later. We'll sign on in 4 hours. 25 after the hour.
I keep waiting for somebody to say, please continue to hold.
Your call is important
call
to
is
us.
Very important to us.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I called a hotel in Chicago because I'm going to a wedding there in three or four or five weeks. And I was trying to make reservations while I was doing other things at the computer on Saturday night. I was on hold for 45 minutes. This is a Trump hotel. It's not like some flea bag hotel. And I was on wait for 45 minutes. I finally just hung up the phone. Yeah. How do you advertise or promote?
Here's what you do, Dougie.
Yeah.
You just march yourself right into this century, and you get online and make your reservation that way.
I tried doing that, and that didn't work either, but thanks for the suggestion. Yeah.
What a flea bag motel.
You're right, yeah.
Thanks, Donald.
Yeah. Real nice job, Donald.
I think you get that up. Ready to go.
All right. Get it ready to go. Okay. So this traditionally is the time for us to have a laugh or two. Certainly we need a respite from all the other serious things that are going on. And in this hour of the program here, we focus on, at least to begin with, late night jokesters, the monologues. And we have two cuts from two shows, Jimmy Fallon and then Mr. Ferguson.
Of course, everyone is still worried about Ebola, and President Obama just appointed someone named Ron Klain as the new Ebola czar. oversee the government's response to the crisis, the Ebola czar. You know, that's going to be a tough job, but not as tough as introducing yourself as the Ebola czar. Say, how you doing? So, you want to shake my hand? I'm the Ebola king. Mr. Ebola, how you doing?
Amazon announced they're opening a store in Manhattan. In other words, Amazon does not understand the point of Amazon. Let's open a store. We're doing so great. The store will be just like the website, minus the awful inconvenience of shopping in the nude in the comfort of your own patio.
Huh. It's worth a chuckle, isn't it, huh? Yeah, I mean, I thought about that, too. Amazon's opening a store. Why? What's the point of that? That doesn't seem to make any sense to me, but listen, I'm not the guy with the money or the focus. Ellen DeGeneres on her Friday program joked about teleworkers.
I'd like to come out here with new and interesting information to give you because I say given is given. That's what I say. And there's a study that came out recently. It said more people are working from home than ever before. How many people here work from home? Yeah. Yeah. A lot of different names for people who work from home. Telecommuters, remote workers, on parole.
The manner of speaking, or the people on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We're teleworkers, but I suppose we're not on the telephone.
Yeah, we kind of telecommute.
We can talk to you on the, yeah, we are. We're all in our separate home studios, and that's how, it sounds like we're all around the same table having a little breakfast chat, but, well, that's the audio. That's the, what do we call that?
A virtual room?
Yeah, a virtual room. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Jonathan Alter and David Frum. Coming right up, California is now requiring by law that men and women on campus affirmatively consent before they engage in sex. Good idea or government overreach?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Alter. California has just enacted a law to deter campus rape by making sure that the man and the woman affirmatively consent to sex before and during its occurrence. Good idea?
Let me preface this by saying that sexual assault on campus is a very serious problem and needs to be dealt with in a very serious way. But this is a bad idea for a bill for a lot of different reasons. I think even the idea that there's some sort of epidemic of sexual violence on campus doesn't withstand scrutiny. And the emotions of these things sometimes cloud our ability. And legislating that way, I think, is impractical and a bad idea.
I think what we're seeing here is colleges moving away from the idea of 18 to 21-year-old people are really adults. If they thought they were really adults, they'd say college should be a criminal law matter. If a student assaulted another student, college would not have its own internal processes. They turn them over to the police.
Right.
What they decided here is we are not going to allow these people to work it out because we don't think that they cope with alcohol well. We don't think that they cope with freedom well. And universities are retreating back into a kind of in loco parentis system as we had back in the 50s and 60s without admitting it.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum and Jonathan Alter.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ready to know what's going on in the world. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Such a good day to be with you. 888-302-3684. People in the news. Jennifer Horn is a person. She's in the news because she walked for the Cancer Society over the weekend. Made some nice pictures of that. And our Facebook page, facebook.com/good day. Jennifer's Facebook page, too, I'm sure has a lot of these pictures in them. And connects you with new people, friendly people, helpful people. So Ken Kessler has worked all weekend to try to figure out what's going on and put a lot of information together that we will all share during the course of the program this morning. 6 hours. You can listen to it in individual form by going to dougsteffen.com. Pretty easy to do that. People in the news. Football players, Peyton Manning, what did he do? Set a record, Jennifer.
Yeah, 509, I think it was, career touchdowns, which beat out, and actually I think maybe more by the end of the game because the Broncos kind of killed the 49ers last night. But he beat Brett Favre's record of most touchdowns scored by a quarterback.
How do you pronounce his name?
Favre.
Favre?
Favre, not Favre.
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 Ray Rice had an indefinite NFL suspension. It could be over before the investigation into the handling of his suspension is over. Does that make any sense to you, Kenny?
It's legal mumbo jumbo. I get it, but I can't imagine that there is a team right now that would touch him.
Mm-mm. Hearing date is set for the appeal. Decision could come in 4 weeks. That would be mid-November. Week 10. So how long was his suspension?
Just since the beginning of the season, I think, wasn't it? So, what, yeah. 4 or 5 weeks? You know what's interesting, Ken? I agree with you. I don't know what team would touch him, but think about what we thought with Michael Vick. Mm. We thought he was done and no one was going to touch him. And look, he's still playing.
Well, the difference is Michael Vick went to jail and served his time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is this what Rice did under the right or wrong conditions could have sent him to jail as well if she'd have pressed charges, right?
That's true, right. But she doesn't want to.
No. Why didn't she want to?
I don't know.
We don't understand.
We don't know.
The money train, perhaps, is a part of the consideration here. All right, here's the story of Representative Tulsi Gabbard, Tulsi Gabbard. Never heard of her before, right?
Right.
Never heard of her before. Mm-mm. She's a Hawaiian congressperson. She is in the news because she missed
a field hearing on the problems in the Department of Veterans Affairs. She is on the committee, the VA committee in Congress. She decided she wanted to go surfing instead. She was part of an interview that was being done on surfing for Yahoo News. So she decided that she would go home, but not to take part. And imagine the ride back and forth every time you go back from Washington to Hawaii. That's like a 9, 10 hour, maybe depending on the winds, 11-hour ride. Anyway, she's she reminds me of, is it Sanchez? She looks like the congresswoman from one part of Los Angeles, Jennifer. I forget what part Sanchez represents, but she looks like her a lot. And anyway, the point here is that the VA panel officially set up a hearing, was being chaired by the Democratic senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, and she was expecting to have Ms. Gabbard attend, but she said she was at an earlier commitment. And the commitment was to surf.
Well, that is a commitment sometimes.
Let's go surfing now, everybody. That's okay, so there's the story of her. Speaking of Hawaii, where we have two stations on one, it's a smaller group of islands to have two, but we're happy to be on both those stations. Thank you. Always you can check in, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken with comments at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Gadesh. People use the social media now more than almost anything else. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell suggests that the islands dodged a bullet this weekend yet again, near miss by Hurricane Anna, now on track to pass Hawaii without doing much damage at all. So they've gone through the alphabet with hurricanes? Why are they, Anna? What was the name of the hurricane?
It must have, because I don't know, Hawaii got hit or almost hit a few times this year, so maybe they went through already once.
Oh, you know, I forgot the guy who broke Jim Brown's NFL rushing record in the People in the News, DeMarco Murray for the Cowboys.
That's right.
So there were two big records set in
Cowboys
the NFL.
Cowboys are having
a
pretty good year for the first time in a long time.
Are they? Are they expected to make the playoff? When is the playoff season? Doesn't start, though, for another month, right?
Oh, no. It'll start in December-ish. December and January,
Why am I saying, well, it's October. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. So, and the other person in the news, not a live person, is Michael Brown. The focus on Michael Brown, again, as a report was leaked this weekend in the New York Times, Fed officials leaking the results from FBI forensic tests in the shooting case. It's said that Mr. Brown's blood was in the police cruiser, and Officer Darren Wilson's gun had his blood on it, and his uniform had his being Michael Brown's blood on it. Now, does this back up Brown's side of the story?
I think it backs up the police officer's side of the story, because he had said that he was coming at him and that he was charging him when he had to shoot him, which would put him in, I guess, close proximity, which is why he had the blood on him and in the car.
But why did nobody see this? There were more people there than just the two of them.
I don't know.
Right? Isn't that true?
The couple witnesses that have come forward have said something different happened. But it would be hard to argue. If this is true, it will be hard to argue with it.
It would be, yeah.
And it would make sense why they haven't done anything with him yet. I mean, it's been a long time now, and this is a high-profile case. If there was some wrongdoing, you would think that they would have already sort of indicted him, don't you think?
Yeah, well,
the grand jury is still going through stuff.
Yeah.
But this might dissuade them from bringing charges against him. And do you think that's what it's aimed at? The information has drawn a lot of suspicion, as you can imagine, and some of the activists in Ferguson pretty angry about it. It doesn't justify his killing and maybe a concoction. So would the FBI be guilty of something? The FBI is capable of most anything, right? They have.
Yeah, that's true.
There is a report that came out this weekend. I think it was this weekend. It was in recent memory, anyway, about how much money is being spent. There have been a lot of questions lately from Congress because of the NSA fiasco. How much money are we spending? Because these are black ops groups. They don't, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, although I thought the NSA had a budget line in the budget, but there seems to be a lot of people saying, where is the money coming from and where is it going and how much is it? And nobody seems to know how much money, how much of your cash, how much of your tax dollar is going for these groups, these alphabet agencies, and so they can do whatever they want. And is it possible they could be, who knows? I mean, now everybody, there's so much suspicion. You know, this is something that is,
well, the
becoming,
government hasn't made us feel really confident in them, both sides of the aisle.
It's not just the government anymore. I think that our lives are filled, our minds are somehow or other so filled with suspicion because of either the way we've grown up to expect. When I was a kid, we expected the likes of Hinckley and Brundtley, or Brinkley and Huntley, on NBC, Walter Cronkite, people. Well, that was when the news media was becoming prominent on the electronic medium, the television news, the radio news, the newspapers, all of that stuff. We expected it, what we read, what we heard, what we saw, to be true, and now it's not. And so I think what has happened because of that, and because of personal experiences that people have had, we've now created a society of people who are suspicious and cynical about pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. Think about that in your own personal life, in your own personal dealings, how people judge and think that you're wrong before there's really any investigation. It's just, okay, you've done something and I suspect that you're wrong because you haven't told me the truth, or whatever it is, you haven't told the truth to the authorities, or you don't, that's, there's this suspicion that has really taken over, I think. And I guess
by nature, maybe people are inclined to lie, and now there's more ways of catching them, which makes us more suspicious, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But why? But if you're not, though, the other side of it is, if you're not lying, then the odds are, if your lips are moving, have you ever heard that?
If you build yourself a track record, if your lips are moving, you're lying, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you build yourself a track record of lying, especially like in a personal relationship, then it's going to be hard for people to believe you. But at the same time, do you want to live your life having to prove yourself all the time?
Yeah.
You know? It's tough.
Hard stuff to work through. All right, yeah. So comments coming in on Ms. Gabbard. Let's see here. Who is this? This is Harry, who says, another narcissistic politician. Look at me, I surf. More about her than doing her job. And let's remember, this is a job. She ran to get the job. The people of Hawaii hired her for a job. And she can be unhired. It'll be interesting to see how she does in the congressional race in Hawaii. Anybody in Hawaii that thinks she's in trouble? 888-302-3684. Let's see here. Jennifer says, I'm looking at her. I'm surprised Slick Willie hasn't headed to Hawaii to do some campaign fundraising with her. What does that mean? Let's see here. My first impression, let's see, who's this? Ben says, can her. My first impression was can her, but I've changed my mind. I don't think she intentionally missed the meeting. I see where there was a scheduling conflict, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's sort of what I'm talking about. There are two sides to the story. Did she really miss it because she was being a selfish so-and-so because she wanted to surf? Or she legitimately had a conflict? But then what about choices? That's really where the rubber meets the road, right? When it comes to the choices that are made. Let's see here. Here is Luke, who says there must be something in the water in Hawaii. VA scandals and surfing. Let's see. What do I want to do?
American citizen. Hawaii, I mean, surfing is almost like a religious institution.
Let's go surfing.
There, you know?
It also looks like she was doing this interview with Yahoo News, so this could have been something for her district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have been. I'm pointing out what I said before about the cynicism. The reason that I brought this up, if I didn't make it clear, was because of what I was saying about the cynicism that comes right. as a part of people looking at something and making a quick judgment about it. And what, in fact, the truth is far from the quick first judgment.
People really don't care about the truth, though. They want the sensational story, though. The fact that she would be surfing away with no regrets is something else is going on.
888-302-3684. 14 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You over 40, worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help you by boosting your body's own nitric oxide levels. It's a product that has captured more people's imagination here on this program than any other product that we've ever talked about that's a supplement. Heart Factors Plus features arginine, the amino acid that widens the arteries, maintaining normal blood pressure levels, bringing them down if they're too high. People all over the country are saying great things. Boosting nitric oxide levels affects your blood pressure. It also gets your arteries clean and open so that more blood gets to your muscles if you're working out, gets to your heart, keeping it healthy, gets to your brain where you need to keep lots of blood through the entire lifetime of using your head depends on the blood that gets there. So all kinds of great reasons for you to sign on to the supplement that is so superb. Heart Factors Plus is so easily administered, like any other capsule. Pop it, and you're done. 800-577-8560. Get your blood pressure in line or keeps it in line. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is comes to you risk-free. Call now. Get a free bottle with your order. So mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-577-8560, and you get not only the 3-month supply, but actually a 4-month supply for the price of 3. Heart Factors Plus. Pretty much the name says it all, right? 800-577-8560.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk Time, where we focus on news information that will help you or anecdotal information from the world of technology. Shelley Palmer is our reporter, and he's here today to talk with you about a new feature that's available for download on Apple products, such as Apple Pay, which is something that now, I think, didn't we say it was it last weekend that Apple Pay got started or the weekend before?
Seems no, like I think it's supposed to get started today.
Exactly. Oh, it's today.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So today and Apple Pay up next year. When I hear that, what I think is I'm going to get paid for eating an apple.
Oh, that would be fun, actually.
Instead of having to pay for apples, they get paid for eating apples. I'm not sure that's how this works. We'll find out how it works in a moment. Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those to death.
Go away. Wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple's first major update to iOS 8 version 8.1 is available today as an over-the-air download and adds a handful of great features. The most notable addition is Apple Pay, which lets you easily make purchases through select apps and at select retailers. iOS iOS 8.1 also signals the triumphant return of the camera roll. After redesigning the Photos app for iOS 8, Apple said many of its customers complained about the changes, so camera roll is making its way back to your iDevice. Today's update also adds in a public beta of iCloud Photo Library, which syncs your photos and edits across all your Apple devices. iCloud Photo Library syncs your first 5 gigabytes of photos for free, with additional storage available for a fee. The final major addition is Continuity, which lets you start tasks on one device and finish them on another. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, neighbor, did you know LED bulbs save energy and can last for over 20 years? It's true. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to stock up and save on the best bulbs for the best price. Get dimmable LED 65-watt equivalent reflector bulb 2-packs by Fight for just $19.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So you can save today and tomorrow. Now through October 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Facebook is introducing a new safety check feature designed to help friends and family members check on loved ones during natural disasters. Have you heard about this tool?
No, but I think it's a great idea, actually.
It works by triggering a push notification on devices that are near an affected area. Facebook determines location from cities listed in profiles, last location from the nearby friends feature, or the city that you're connecting and using the internet from. Facebook user is safe. They simply hit the I'm safe button, notification, and newsfeed story will generally be automatically sent out. Safety check tool combines all check-ins into a bookmark feature, allowing Facebook users to check an area to make sure friends are safe.
That's really cool because as someone who lives in an earthquake zone, when you have an earthquake here, like in Southern California,
right,
you can't use your phone to get out to the people that you love. Sometimes long distance can get in, but that's really cool.
Zuckerberg was in Japan last week, and that's why he chose there to announce this, because of the effects of the tsunami, what, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
Those people who all disappeared, or, you know, there were a lot of people affected by this. So... he said, they built a disaster message board to make it easier to communicate with others. Speaking of Zuckerberg, I was talking earlier about he and his wife Priscilla donating $25 million to the Center for Disease Control Foundation to help fight Ebola. This was a posting on their own Facebook page. They said his wife said the epidemic is a critical turning point. It's affected 8,400 people, but it's spreading very quickly. And it could affect 1 million people. We need to get Ebola under control, so we're giving this money. Pretty interesting.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.